Guest at halftime, Sam Weber. Sam, Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted. That's a long way from Menominee. Why stop?
Well, I just kind of got to know Dewey Nats when he came to visit high school and came for a visit on campus and kind of liked what I saw and the guys around here and early childhood program. It just kind of all fit. It was a small town.
Tell me about early childhood. I mean, why early childhood?
Well, I don't know. My mother's a teacher, and I just, I don't know. It's something that I seem like I've been called to do in my life, and I look forward to working with kids and working on the field of coaching, too, as well, with a coaching minor.
I was going to say, yeah, you can't be too far away from coaching with the career you've had here starting football.
Yeah, yeah, it's something that I would seriously like to do once I'm done here at playing for Stout.
In education, in elementary, and working with kids. Super. Let's talk about football here. You have been in the long line of blocking backs, the fullback spot. Mm-hmm. You move from tight end to fullback. You move from fullback to tight end. You got any favorites?
It all comes back to my base of fullback, and I like that. But it's fun to be able to mix it up and go with tight end, too. And, it's fun to have that much responsibility and be able to just mix it up and keep the defense guessing and just play my role.
You've caught more passes playing blocking back fullback than you have tight end. Is that true, or is that just my imagination?
Yeah, I probably have. Haven't been. I'm usually farther down on the depth chart when I'm that second tight end.
You must have had some interesting recruiting trips when you were a senior in high school. I mean, Howard Lake. First of all, where are you from? Are you from Howard Lake, Waverly, Winsted, or where?
Well, Jake, I'm from Waverly. I was recruited somewhat by St. Cloud, had a few visits up there, a little bit of Hamlin and some of those other MIAC schools, and one community college out in Wilmer, west of Waverly. And they seemed all right, and I probably would have ended up at that community college. But when Stout came by, and it just seemed like the right fit for me.
Yeah, and it has been a good fit. Tell me about education at Stout, kiddo.
Well, it's been a long road. This has already been 4.5 years. I can't believe it. And with being undecided for a year and a half and switching into packaging for a semester and then finally coming to realize that I need to be in education, then, it's been an interesting trip and learned a lot about myself.
Yeah, your thoughts about teaching then. You mentioned now twice about being with kids. How did that come about, Sam? Or what's the evolvement of kids in Sam Weber's life?
I'm not really sure. I suppose with little cousins, and I used to always beat them up, and now I still do, but it's in a little better mentality, more caring for them, and a lot of kids at church. We got a great church back home, and that I love the kids back there, and we always play football in the yard and whatever. And my mother's also a third grade teacher, so that's probably the main influence of it, and just being, kind of like the thought of going to school for 9 months out of the year and then have 3 months off in the summer. The rest
what
of
would
life.
You do with 3 months off in the summer, kid?
Oh, I'm not sure. There's many things. Could go racing, do a lot of stuff.
Weber, it's been fun being around you, watching you, and seeing that movement of blocking back to tight end and back again. Power to you, young man. You find a watch.
Thank you.
Super. Thanks, kid.